This is the Lauder Podcast, and this is Mae Cowick. Today, I'm speaking with Andrei Sednarski, talking about the Japanese Summer Immersion Program. Hi, Andrei.
Hi, Mae. How are you?
I'm good. Where did you go on the Japanese Summer Immersion? What cities did you visit?
Sure. So the main focus of the Japanese Immersion Program is to go to two cities. One is Kyoto, and that's the first part of the Immersion Program. And the other one is Tokyo. That's the second part. And they're divided pretty much as you might imagine Japan to be divided. Kyoto is the more cultural aspect of the immersion, and Tokyo is more the language as well as corporate visit related part.
What businesses did you visit while you were in Japan?
Sure. Our group was actually very diverse. So we visited a number of different industries and a number of different companies within those industries. So we targeted both the real estate as well as different trading company industries. We targeted investment banking as well as consulting. So to that end, we went to Goldman Sachs. We went to a couple of other investment banks, Merrill Lynch, Daiwa Securities, a Japanese investment bank. On the trading company side, we went to Mitsui Trading Company. On the real estate side, we also went to Mitsui Real Estate Company, as well as a couple of other real estate companies, specifically Morgan Stanley Real Estate Fund. The other companies that we went to were Merrill Lynch. Let's see, we went to Aflac, which is a insurance company. We also went to the Soccer Museum to talk with the management of that company. Fascinating.
Wow.
So we did have a pretty good diverse group of companies.
It sounds like an intense experience for that amount of time.
It was phenomenal, though. We spoke with pretty much nobody but the top executives and top managers of those companies. And the focus on leadership and strategy of both the companies as well as those industries was phenomenal.
So what was your favorite part of the immersion experience?
And that's where I would bring what I just said, which is the focus on leadership, the focus on learning what current strategies the companies that we talked to were pursuing
right. In
the particular industry,
mm-hmm.
as well as what their future forecast and outlook was. But the other portion of the leadership referred to us and
right. How
we as students of Japanese culture, language, and business fit into the entire picture, and how we can develop the right leadership skills to be able to succeed in a completely foreign culture, in our case, the Japanese culture, and get into companies in Japan.
That sounds
succeed.
Like very useful, hands-on kind of experience.
Absolutely.
When you're in the summer immersion program, there's an academic component as well. So how do the language courses help you during your immersion experience?
May, that's a phenomenal question. And the reason why I say this is because as Lauder, we put a lot of focus on language, but I feel like the summer immersion portion of the language is by far the most exciting. And the reason why it's exciting is because you don't just learn the language in the classroom, but you learn it in everyday life as you're picking up your groceries from the
right. Local
store, as you're talking to an investment banker that you're meeting for lunch, if that's what you're recruiting for,
right. Potentially,
and everything's done in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, what I really appreciated about our program was getting an actual 360-degree review of our language skills during the program in Japan, and through that, figuring out where my holes in the language were.
So you're getting feedback while you're in this intensive experience.
Absolutely. And after that 360 review, not only did we get the feedback, but we got a lot of good recommendations on how we can improve how we can vanquish our weaknesses
right. And
really work towards improvement. And the way that worked was our professor, our director, and our language faculty were working with each and every one of us to suggest materials and suggest ways to improve.
So lots of one-on-one kind of feedback and instruction.
A lot, as much as you want.
If I was coming into the Japanese program as a first-year student and about to go on the summer immersion, what advice would you give me to prepare?
Spend as much of your time enjoying yourself while you're in Japan, and I say this from two perspectives.
Okay.
One is from the language perspective, So make sure that you learn not just in class, but outside of class.
Right.
Some of us lived with host families, and we got to practice our language on a day-to-day basis with those host families.
Right.
Some of us also had friends in Japan from prior times that we had been there that we were able to practice with. And pretty much everybody did the entire Japanese course. But that's the second part. And the second part of my answer is make sure that you focus a lot on your classes, because they are extremely helpful. And what you learn in the classroom, you can actually take out into the real world and apply on a day-to-day basis. To that, I would actually add a third component, which is the summer immersion isn't just about corporate visits and language and sort of going through the summer immersion project. That's also a big part of it.
Right.
But it's also about connecting with the alums that are currently in Japan. And we have a phenomenal contingent of Japanese track lawyer alums that are there and that we had a phenomenal time with.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thanks so much, May.
All right. And thank you all for listening.